Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hear again the words of the angel from Matthew chapter 1. Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. For most of us, there is a growing sense of excitement right about now. Plans and preparations are almost done. And I'm willing to bet that you've kept up the tradition of buying a gift for someone, or you at least intend to, and there's still time, so don't worry too much. But there is a risk involved with gift giving. We all know about it. It's the problem of expectations. How well will my gifts for others match up to what they were expecting? Now, the younger and less mature you are, the bigger the problem. Little children are sometimes brutally honest. If they don't get what they were expecting, they might cry. Or worse yet, they might get the present, open it, and just let it drop out of their hands as they move on to the next box. That's probably the worst. Most grown-ups have learned to put a little better spin on it. But we all know that when someone says, "What a surprise!" it doesn't necessarily mean they like what they got. That's the risk. What happens when the gift doesn't match the expectation? Well, listen, God took that risk at the first Christmas, and he's taking that risk again, right now, in the hearing of his gospel. Will his gift meet your expectations? I invite you to think about Joseph today. Poor, confused Joseph. Mary's pregnancy came as a horrible shock to him. He has only the natural way of thinking about it. Now, Joseph wants to do the right thing. He's committed to God's truth about marriage and adultery and faithfulness. So he decides to end his relationship with Mary quietly, because he had no idea that this was how God was going to come and be with his people. Only after an angel directly adjusts his expectations is Joseph ready to accept this gift of God with us. And this is where Joseph can be our teacher. He allowed God to adjust his expectations of what was possible. To be frank, we have to allow, or maybe not resist, the Holy Spirit making similar adjustments in our hearts and minds. In moments of honest need, or in times of life-threatening danger, we know we need God with us. It's almost instinctive. When personal tragedy wraps around us, we instinctively cry out for God to be with us. But what do we mean by that? What kind of gift are we seeking? Well, most of the time, we want God to give us better conditions, right? We want him to come with power in strong and obvious ways. We have figured out who our enemies are, and they are out there. And we want God to save us from those enemies. But when it doesn't happen that way, we may wonder why. We may even wonder if God is with us at all. And that's when we run the risk of missing the gifts God has given, because we were hoping for something that meets our expectations. But God says to you and to me, my greatest gift to you is not a principle. It's not a perk. It's a person. It's my son, Jesus. Jesus, an unexpectedly quiet God with us. Remember Joseph? It had already happened, and he didn't even know it. When he found out that Mary was pregnant with God with us in her womb, he needed a remedial lesson in how God with us quietly shows up. He shows up through a word of promise. Jesus, a quiet God with us. Yes, Jesus' ministry was at times filled with works of power. He healed the sick, fed thousands, drove back the power of Satan. But then he commanded those that he helped not to tell anyone, at least for a while. Then there was Jesus' ministry that could be resisted, even opposed. God with us was with his people, but they could turn away from him. They could hate him. They could even plan to kill him. And they did kill him. They did kill him because Jesus is not only a quiet God with us, he is a substitute for us. The most unexpected, surprising thing of all is God with us on a cross, dying as God for us. Jesus in our place. He hasn't come to save us from the enemies out there so much as he has come to save us from ourselves. Jesus has come not just to give us a solution, but to be the solution. The angel had said it to Joseph, "You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Can a person learn to want the surprising gifts of God with us? Well, Joseph did. The word of God taught him, and he turned away from his own expectations. He believed God was with his people through Jesus, conceived in the womb of Mary, and we know he believed this through his actions. From this point forward, he was all about protecting this little child of the promise. Can we learn to want the surprising gifts of God with us? Yes, of course. By the power of that same word, we can learn. We can learn to trust that God with us comes in quiet words of Holy Scripture. God with us comes in baptismal water. God with us comes in bread and wine. God with us comes in the care and concern of a fellow Christian. We can learn to practice the presence of God with us in daily prayer. And like Joseph, your actions will reveal what this little child of the promise means to you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, at this time of Advent and Christmas, grant us unexpected gifts of your grace that causes our hearts to glow in love for Jesus, the child of the promise. Amen.